Hello. How y'all doing today? What's up? What's happening? You know what it is? It's SW Live. We are in the building because it's the last Wednesday of the month, y'all. We're about to be in May. So welcome to Wednesday, April 26th. That's what the day is. It's SW Live. We're in the building. I said that. I need to make sure I say that. So how y'all doing? Today we will be having a couple of different things going on the show today. For one, we're gonna have Queen on today because we, like I said last week, we had a whole lot of stuff going on with that. I don't know what happened with that. But we also have on some self-care and self-love experts today. So we're gonna bring on Miss Zaina Joyner and Miss Kesey Kemp later on in the show. So, well, in a minute, we're gonna bring them on. So, welcome to Wednesday, y'all. Y'all know this is one of my favorite days of the week. Number one, because even if even if the week is hard, or if it's a busy week, or it's astounding, or things are going on, I get to come and nourish and kick it with my baby for a little while, at least for an hour. Every week. So it feels good. So welcome to SW Live. Welcome to April 26th. Welcome to Wednesday. I know that we already got through half of the day for the most of us, but for y'all that's just turning over at 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, hey. For y'all that's just getting off work, what it is. If you got your glass of wine and sitting down, come on and join us. I'm in my water bottle. I don't see that. Oh, I got it right here. I was looking thirsty. So today's show is what self-care looks like. So we're going to have a couple little quick conversations about self-care and, you know, the better ways that you can take care of yourself, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, or all three together, because, you know, every part of us needs love, nourishment, and care. So we're going to talk to a couple of experts today about that, and we're going to throw some nuances at them to let us know how they would deal with certain things as well. So that's what we're doing today. And then in a few minutes, we're going to bring Queen, because she has her Let's Talk Queen segment today. And she's going to be talking about the pivot. And that's Candace Johnson-Pless of Queen's Movement, y'all. So if y'all ain't following her, make sure you follow her. And make sure when these young ladies come on today, y'all, because I'm sure they'll have their tag up there. Y'all check out those tags and, you know, get into it. Get into, follow them. Get into what they got, because they got products, they got services, they got all of that. So we're going to get this thing popping. Let's bring on our first guest. Let's do it. Okay. How are y'all doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You good? Zaina, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I can't hear you at first. Y'all, what's up? What's up? Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome here. Welcome to SW Live. Hello.
It is live. It's lit today. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We almost done with the week.
It's almost over. And so, first we'll start with Zaina. Let's get a good introduction of who you are. Let's tell the people.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome in. My name is Zaina Joyner. I am the owner of Iconic Beauty Studios, as well as I'm an oncology-trained licensed esthetician. I do skincare services, body waxing, body sculpting, and oncology services are brand new on the menu, so I'm super excited about it.
Okay, all right. Kesey?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kesey Kemp. I'm the owner of Just PGP Beauty. I make all natural skincare products, and I also do self-care services such as full body waxing, lash services, brow services, manicures, pedicures, and facials. So if you need to catch a self-care vibe, come see me.
Okay. All right. I love the intros. So first and foremost, I want to first say this. we have two entrepreneurs, business owners. We have two people on the platform today who work for themselves in this thing. So while they're going to be talking to you about their services and what they do and their products, this is going to come from experienced people, people who are actually in the field doing this on a regular basis. So make sure you're paying attention. If you need to grab your little pen and pad, get it, because it may be something that they tell you that you need to remember like a jewel. Because everything about self-love and self-care, it doesn't always come in product form, but products can better that service and better that for you. Services can do that for you. So just make sure you listen to that, okay? So ladies, our quote of the day is, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. What do you all think of that quote?
Then I'll let you go first.
So for me, I think honestly, self-care is taking care of the full mind, body, and spirit. So it's an important part of taking care of self, whether that's diet, whether that's taking care of the skin, because it's the largest organ. So yes, I do think it is a very important part of self-care.
Yes, I agree, Zaina. So I feel like self-care is the best care. When you neglect your, like, your body, your skin and all that, then it'll play a part on your health, not only physical, but mental, emotionally, every way. So self-care is the best care. You have to take care of yourself in order to be some good to not only yourself, but everyone else as well.
Okay. I definitely agree with that. I think it's an organ.
Did it go out on your ear?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Okay. Y'all stay tuned on if she's coming back.
I will. And Jada, and I'm mad about it because that's my child, and she know what's going on right now. So that's what make it even more self-righteous. What are you doing? And it's because they're in my favorites, and they're saved in, like, they can get through the D&D. It's certain people who can push through it. Y'all know that. I'm just finding that out because I'm just becoming an iPhone person in the last 2 years. So, but I apologize for that. I definitely apologize for that. But again, yes, I do believe that there's a dubious point when it comes to self-care because there, like you guys stated, that your body's your temple. If self-care isn't there, then you're really almost showing that you have like a little love for yourself. It's not empowering. It's hard to be like, I can go out and be this light and this this joy to people, but I don't know how to do it for myself. And you know that, to be perfectly honest, there are millions of people out there that are like that. They can go out and give all this wonderful self-love, self-care, all that knowledge to other people, but be very disturbing and very belittling, disruptive, disrespectful to their own bodies. What do you say to someone who has that type of mentality?
It's extend yourself a little grace. I think it's important to incorporate positive self-talk. We are always easily to take care of everybody else. And then I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see every morning, right? So it's, and I know it's a lot of people who are out there who give, but they're so depleted that they can't give to themselves at the end of the day. So I think mindset plays an important role in that.
Yes, and I'll say to people who are neglecting themselves, I'll definitely say just give it a try. Try it. Give yourself some self-care and see how it makes you feel. See how it makes you heal. See how it makes you grow. And then it'll be something that you'll continue to do. I definitely say, like I just said before, you can't not give yourself self-care, especially if you're trying to help everyone else. It's just not going to go hand in hand. You're going to be tired. You're going to be upset. You're going to feel all these different emotions if you continue to do the same thing, because you can't keep continuing to do the same thing and expect change.
Because that's insanity. That's actually the definition of insanity. repeating the same thing and getting the same results.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, that both of those responses were very good. I think that it's a true statement that you take care of your body. You have to take care of your body because it is the only place you have to live. You can't go swap it out. It don't matter how many surgeries you have, you cannot replace the soul, the spirit, the emotional intellect that comes with it. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't matter how much you fix on yourself. It doesn't. Right. The inside is always going to show. It's going to show at some point, no matter. So thank y'all for that. Thank you for participating in that conversation. Well, in that part of the show, I like the quote of the day, y'all, because it always opens up the show and gives the viewers and the guests a little bit more ease as we move into the topics at hand. And I know, like, a lot of you, both of you all are, like, on the social scene, networking a lot, promoting, going to certain events for empowerment and being a part of this world of providing self-love and self-care. And you're dealing with a lot of people who are that are utilizing self-care and it shows, or you're around people who need it a little bit more. In your experience, do you all open up a little bit more mouth-wise? Do you like voice? Are you a little bit more vocal now that you're business owners with what you think people should utilize with your services? Do you talk about that more now? Do you promote that to the point where you're telling this person if they're suffering with something that it sounds like they might need this or it sounds like they might need that? Where are you all at with that? Are you scoping it out? Are you still just scoping? Or are you actually speaking to people about things that you can provide for them when you see that they need it?
So I'm going to say in between. I watch behind the scenes and then I'm also vocal because I do have people that reach out to me and they're like, hey, I'm going through this. Can you help me with this? Because I make skincare products. So I do have more vocal. I am more vocal these days because I sell the products and my products actually help them. But then like you got to pick your battles because sometimes you can't just go up to somebody and say, hey, you're suffering with this. I think you need this. It might come off as an insult. Mm-hmm. Versus them asking you, hey, I need help, you know? So I'm in between right now, but I'm a little bit more, well, a lot more vocal because I sell products, but I also stay behind the scene and just watch.
Okay. Okay. Zaina, what you think?
I think it's important to listen to the person. I never go up to anybody if I see something and vocalize what I'm seeing because they may not think it's an issue. Right. So I allow them to tell me once they find out what I do, I allow them to tell me what issues they may have. Because like I said, I could see something different that I could maybe help with, but that may not be their biggest concern. So just like in the treatment room, in the outside world, I listen to them as well.
Okay. I like the responsibility. You both pretty much had similar responses to that. Like, hearing the questions or if they're speaking, you let them open their mouths to what they want versus it being something that you're just offering. And those are definitely good traits to have. You're also going to have times where you run into people who need services or need things and they're not going to be vocal about it. I think it just depends on the person in general because of what it is that they may need. You may feel it or you may see it, and not in a way that you have to wait until they come tell you. If at some point you're building bonds with people, if those connections do occur where you do open it and you are allowed to open up and be that offering to someone, I would definitely say take it. But that would only still be if they're helping. They have to at least be, you guys got to at least be forming something. It's kind of hard to just walk up to somebody and be like, yeah, you know what? I got something for your heels.
Right.
and then it's like, it sounds like it's okay to say, But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, because they might want to fight. So
it's definitely
a way to handle things. It's definitely a way to do things. So we're about to get ready to bring on Queen C for her to do her Let's Talk Queen segment. If you ladies would just mute your mics, and I will have her do her talking. And if she does want some collaboration, you guys are there. But let's welcome Candace Johnson Pless of Queens Movement.
Hey.
What's up?
How y'all doing today? I'm good. How y'all doing? Chilling?
Yeah, they chilling, girl. They chilling. What's going on?
Y'all.
I'm gonna get a little quiet over here myself and let you get into your situation. And then, you know, if you need any feedback, you can definitely reach out to me. I'm here.
Y'all can give me feedback. I like the feedback, but I'm just gonna give y'all six basic steps to make you have a successful pivot, because we all should have pivot in 2020 and 2021. It was a strategic moment. We thought we were dealing with COVID, but it was also a chance for all of us to pivot, especially to all y'all business owners, because everybody on here is a business owner. So we all should have pivoted the way that we were supposed to pivot. But I'm gonna give you six basic steps. So welcome to Let's Talk Queen, feature up under SW Podcast. I keep saying SW Podcast, but it is SW Live now. So shout out to my girl, Shelby. Thank you for this opportunity. Shout out to our Freedom Train family. And shout out to the guests today. How y'all doing? So six basic tips for the pivot. I actually broke the pivot down and six basic tips with a pie. We're going to say this pie is 100%. So out of this 100%, I'm going to break each tip, each step that you should be taking so you can have this successful pivot. A pivot is the main definition is the center point, but actually pivot, when it comes down to you as a person and business, is something that is not easy, but it is something that is always necessary for the state of your growth, your mindset, and your ability to get to that next level and where you're trying to go so you can walk and purpose it. And that is the reason why you are here on this earth, to walk in purpose and to help yourself, but also as you helping yourself, you're gonna be helping others as well. So my six basic tips for the pivot. Tip, the first one is your spirituality. Your spirituality is not just you knowing who you serve. It's for us, like I always say, I serve God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That's my belief, whoever you believe, but your spiritual growth has a lot to do with that and who you believe, but also a lot to do with yourself as well. You have to truly know yourself to be able to make the pivot that you need to make for that next level in life. So get your spiritual life together. Get to know who you are as a person. Know what you want as a person and stay focused, really focus on that. That comes down to manifesting stuff, but also meditating on the things that you're actually wanting to actually do so your pivot can be successful. I gave that 25%. Spirituality, 100%. I gave it 25% of the pie. The next one is your mental state. Look, you got to get your mental health together. You can't pivot and go to that next level if your mental state is not together. So if you got to go sit down, talk to you somebody, find your accountability partner, you need to do all of that so this pivot can be successful. Once you get your spiritual mind right, the mental will come after that, because now you know how to deal with and know what you need to actually go sit down with your counselor or whoever you decide to talk to get that together as well. So I gave mental state of mind, I gave that 20%. Your emotions, you got to have your emotions in control. But if you got your spiritual mind together, you got your mental mind together, you'll know how to control those emotions, because you won't be all over the place. You won't be self-hating yourself, because you know how to control those emotions. And you done dealt with any childhood trauma, any type of trauma that you actually then been through in your life by getting your mental state together. So I gave your emotions, I gave that 5%. Number four is your physical being. Physically, you got to get your body together. eating right, getting your skin right, getting your health together, making sure all that is top notch. Because let me tell you, when you make this pivot, you might be out these doors in these streets, mingling with people. Depends on the pivot and where you're trying to go in your life. You might be on tour. It just depends. You might be back in school, different stuff like that. So you have to have your physical self together so you can really accomplish your goals and where you're trying to go once you do this, once you make the pivot. And really all four, those first four, everything ties in together, from spirituality, your mental, your emotions, your physical. Then I gave it 20%. Number five is your professional ability for you to move forward. Because most people that's doing a pivot, they really moving out of the professional life that they was in into a new professional life. So make sure you do your research. Whatever you're trying to accomplish in life, make sure you do your research. You cannot go to the next level where you're trying to go if you haven't did research. That's from reading, finding somebody that's actually doing what you want to do. You like to do hair, you like to do makeup. Find somebody that can mentor you with hair and makeup. You want to start your own podcast show. Find you somebody that has a podcast show. Study them. Even if you don't know them, follow them on social media. Just really start looking at the people and things around you that you really want to do so you can make your pivot successful. Find you that person or find a mentor that's in the field that you want to do. And just ask them questions. Look, people come in our inboxes all the time. And I know these ladies on here can tell you that people probably coming in their inboxes asking them questions about different stuff and how they did this and how they did that. So really study what you're trying to do to get to that next level, especially if it's a full career change with what you're trying to do. Really study, research, and really just let it be an everyday process. Meditate on it, manifest that thing, because trust me, everything that you manifest, good or bad, it will come. So you want to manifest all positive energy. That's all, just positive energy. And numbers, I gave your professional, I gave it 20%. Number six is your finances. One thing about, I'm big on finances and investing and sharing the wealth. I gave that 10% because money is a low vibration than people think. People always put money ahead of a lot of stuff, but money does vibrate on a lower scale than the other five that I actually named. So when it comes down to your finances, get with someone that knows about credit, that can help you with your credit. Start saving a little bit more. It ain't nothing wrong with a budget, but you know, don't just stop doing stuff that you want to do, but really just budget out yourself. If you eat out every day for lunch, maybe you need to just take you a lunch from work to work from home or something like that. Something that's very healthy and stuff that's very simple. And finances is not just about you making money, but it's also about you giving to others, helping others, knowing how to really give to others without even thinking about getting anything back when it comes down to like money and stuff. Because you will always, no matter how much money you give somebody, you might not get money back in return. You might get somebody just helping you or helping your child, helping a family member or somebody that's close to you that can actually bless you in a different type of way. So make sure that your finances is together, y'all. Like, we spend money on so much bull crap, but now it is time for you to start investing and for you to make the pivot that you want. A lot of people put finances down on their goals, that they want to save more, that they want to do this. But if you're not really practicing to actually do that, you will never be able to save. And then if you speak into your money and always coming out your mouth saying that you broke, you're going to always be broke. So you have to know how to talk to your money, speak to your finances in a positive way, just like you speak to yourself in a positive way. When you start speaking to your finances in a positive way and you using words, not I'm always broke. No, I'm just in between cash right now. My money just, it's just in a little settlement place right now. start using different words. Instead of saying I'm buying some, say you purchasing some things. Instead of saying
I don't think I even say I'm broke, queen. I think even if I am, I still be talking, be planning stuff, going places. Like I move, even if I'm in a low budget area or something, mm-hmm. I'm still going to move around as if, because things got to get done. So if you limit your progress to finances anyway, then you're going to be limited in life regardless. But you definitely got to, it might be one of those low vibrational things, but you definitely got to mm-hmm. have to have a good mental state of ability. You got to, it helps.
You got to, because I mean, like, just doing this myself and really speaking to my finances and speaking to myself in the mirror, and that will go back to like your mental health, just going in the mirror and speaking to yourself, saying positive things. And if you ever been on my page, I always talk about the mirror work. And that's just you going in the mirror saying, Candace, today's gonna be a good day, girl. Get out your feelings. Let's get up, let's roll, let's do this thing today. What you got, queen? You ready for the day? I mean, like, really speaking to yourself. And you have to do that, because sometimes you don't get up out the bed motivated. Sometimes you really have to get up and look in that mirror and motivate yourself, because, baby, you will have a bad F up day rolling out that bed and like, oh, here go another day again. I got to go on these people's job. Baby, look, you're going to go on a people's job, they're going to give you per hell because you didn't get up and say, you know what? Today is another good day for another good day. So those are six basic tips to pivoting. Trust me, go by those tips spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and your professionally. You have to be professional. And when it comes down to profession, and the pivot, you need to change a lot. Sometimes we have to change a lot. The way we look, the way we dress, our whole appearance sometimes have to change. You can't be talking about you finna pivot and you ain't getting your hair done. You ain't getting, you know, you ain't really, as y'all talking about the topic, self-care, if you're not really taking care of yourself. So to have a successful pivot, you need to take care of yourself. And it needs to be all six of those steps to get you to where you're trying to go, so you can walk out your purpose. Because guess what? Life is beautiful when you living right. So live right. Y'all enjoy yourself. Y'all, thank you for listening to Let's Talk Queens on this segment. We had technical difficulties last week, but baby, that don't never stop the show and what we got going on. The enemy try to stop us, but baby, we keep moving. We bulldozer over him. So y'all, thank y'all. This your girl, Queen C, Candace Johnson Pledge. Make sure y'all go follow me on Queens Movement on IG, Facebook, and YouTube. Make sure you like, share, follow, and subscribe. Y'all ladies have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Queen. I enjoy all six of those top, all six of your tips for your pivot. And I definitely think that the percentage fit. The percentage definitely fit, just so you can get in what you need to do. You know mm-hmm. where you're going. It's very descriptive, very detailed. So thank you very much for coming on to do that. We will definitely see you back next month on the third Wednesday. Next y'all make sure y'all are here every third Wednesday for Let's Talk Queens. She's going to be bringing in tips, or we're going to have conversations. Whatever she got planned for her segment, we're going to be doing it. So y'all make sure y'all tune in every third Wednesday of the month on SW Live, 6:45. She'll be on here. We'll see y'all then. See you later, Queen.
Peace. Bye.
All right, ladies. Back to y'all. Who we got on here? And say Callie checking in. What's going on, Callie? Thank you for checking in. So back to our topic at hand today, self-care, self-love. We got to get into it. I want y'all to first, and before we get into the conversation, any tips that you all want to drop from either what you do in oncology, what you do in skin promotion, production products, any of those things that you want to drop tip-wise. And if not, I don't think it's going to be no if not. But I do, because I know y'all got some good tips for us. But we got a conversation that I want us to definitely delve into. And we're going to need both of you all's wonderful professionalism on that. Queen said that you got to have 20% of professionalism while you out here in your pivot. So we're going to take that and utilize that today. Okay. So anybody got some tips for us who want to go?
Okay. So my first step would be for self-care. I want you to look at yourself every day and speak life into yourself, speak affirmations over your life, and surround yourself around high vibrations and positivity. That'll be the first step that I would take as far as like getting into self-care. Another thing, as far as having a skincare routine, you definitely want to have a skincare routine. And the most, one of the worst things that I think a lot of us do because we think that it's good for us is use Dove soap. Don't use Dove soap. Do not use Dove because it's not helping clearing your skin. It's actually not even a real soap. It's a beauty bar. So it's just literally stripping your skin and making it dry, which is not helpful. And Zaina, I'm going to let you go ahead, Zaina. I'm going to let you get the next one in.
So one tip that I will tell you guys is if you're going to book a corrective treatment such as a chemical peel, microdermabrasion, you have to have a solid skincare routine first. Because if you're not used to doing anything to your face and you get something like a chemical peel done, and depending on the esthetician, how knowledgeable, things can go left. So I would just let you know, like, before you book any treatments like that, make sure that you do have a solid skincare routine. And I'm going to actually piggyback off of Candace because a lot of that were a lot of components of what self-care is. And she gave different ideas or tips to how to include those into your daily life, like meditating, exercising, eating better. Skincare and facials, all of that is just one component, one small component of what true self-care is.
Okay, I like that. You guys, for one, thank you for reiterating that Dove soap is not for your face. Thank you, ladies.
Please film.
I mean, it, like, even you really should be using a lot more natural products on your skin in general, even for your bathing resources, because a lot of those products have things in it that we don't know, and then we don't know what our skin is allergic to or not allergic to, so it's better to use more natural-based products anyway. So, yeah. Now, affirmations, speaking life into yourself, definitely taking care of your body, eating healthy, whether that be a good diet plan or at least just not a whole lot of eating, because you don't always have to be on a diet to have a healthy, you know, eating. You don't have to always be on a diet to have a healthy diet is what I'm trying to say. Some of that falls in the form of just eating healthier or doing healthier things with your body. What you put on your skin can also affect how you ingest certain things as well. So I like all y'all tips. I tried to drop as many as I heard as you all were speaking them. So I just run back through them and put them on the screen for the people who may have missed them. But yes, you making sure that your self-care regimens are up to date will keep your skin looking good. We're going to have a quick conversation on some of the things, the better ways to take care of yourself. And I want to see, the reason why I want to have this conversation with some professionals is because people vary in how things work. So this information came from a professional, somebody who is more on the psychosis side, and they have a network of people who they utilize. So they have estheticians, they have dietitians, they have self-care or self-love experts. They have a whole team of people that they sit at a table, they have a conversation, and they come up with the tips. And because of that, I wanted to ask you guys and ask you ladies, not guys, what do you all think of the things that they came up with? And if you agree or not agree, and if not, then what would you offer outside of what they said. So, but one thing I wanted to point out was there was a statement that was made that why do we often fail at self-care? And a lot of times we just don't know how to keep it up.
I agree. I absolutely agree, because I have a lot of clients that say, I want to correct this, or I want to have skin like this, or I want to look a certain way, but they can't stay consistent. And a lot of times some of them are like, it's just a lot of steps. I have a busy life. No, seriously, because I mean, it's definitely a process, but it's worth it. And they just be completely honest with me. So I agree with that one. Inconsistency. They can't stay consistent at all. But the ones that do stay consistent, they see results and they keep it up. But most people do not stay consistent when they start a new routine.
My issue is that I'm overly, like, I be having too many. Because, like, if you got routines, my thing is I don't want to add another routine. Like, I've already got, it's so much going on in life. So if I already got a self-care routine, I know I want to learn more about skincare, self-care, and all those different things. So say consistency is definitely her biggest problem. And I know that. That's why I'm saying this right now. Because if I have so many routines that I got to do on a regular basis, you got your alarm clock set. You know what time you got to get out the house. You know what time you got, you know what days you got to do this. You know what meetings got to have here. And then it's like, oh, I got to throw in something else and I'm about to fall out. Yeah. Trying to get out the shower. I'm about to fall asleep trying to get out the shower. And now you got to go through this 20-minute face routine. Make it work for us. Tell us something that's going to make it happen so we don't have to feel like it shouldn't be a part of our daily lifestyle. Instead of it being a chore, what can we do? Or what can a person like that has those issues do? Because I'm not talking about myself right now. What can a person like that has those issues? Like Dawn said, consistency is definitely her problem. What tip would you offer Dawn?
I would say, Dawn, your skincare routine really shouldn't be more than 2 to 3 minutes long. Except for the days where you're really just pampering yourself, you're masking, you're kind of just chilling, vibing out. But like on a daily basis, your routine should be very simple. Cleanser, toner, serum, moisturizer. And that's it. And it shouldn't take you that long to cleanse your face, put a toner on, put a serum on, put a moisturizer on. And you can do that day and night. And of course, we tailor that to your skin, but it's as simple as that. And with the consistency thing, the biggest thing is people are impatient. I have so many people who are impatient and they want instant results. Well, that's not how our skin operates. Our skin operates on a 28-day cycle. So you have to go through multiple cycles. So it's important to stay consistent with your routine. Keep it simple. And then we can start adding some additional things in. And I think that'll be able to help build the consistency. Because once they know, like, okay, it will take some time for this to happen. This is what happens with the skin. And they'll more than likely stick to it. And I asked them to go in a partnership with me, because I can't do this by myself. And 80% of the work is done at home. That is what I tell you.
It is.
And if you're going to do a skincare routine, I also say if you can't stay consistent in that way, at least stay consistent with seeing your esthetician. Because if you're not taking care of yourself completely at home, we can tell when you come in. I mean, point blank period. We can tell when you come in, but at least we're able to help you correct a little bit more with our products and talk to you a little bit more to be an encourager. I'll say that, to be an encourager in your chili, to help you be a little bit more consistent. Well, we're hoping you be consistent all the way, though.
Yes, yes, I agree, because the reality is we're here for maintenance. That is what we're really here for, to help you maintain. Mm-hmm. Once we build you on something consistent, we're just here to maintain and even have a good time, have a good dump, relax. But that's what we're here for.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to jump into these tips, and I think y'all are going to probably agree with them more than not. But I think I wanted to ask esthetician-based professionals these questions, because these are certain things you have to give your clients, certain things you got to tell them that they may not want to hear, but they're your clients, so you do have to be honest with them. So we're going to go through these quickly. Well, not quickly. I mean, I'm going to go through the list quickly because I want y'all to be able to jump in and give y'all, you know, what you think, what you not, you know, things like that. So making sleep part of your self-care routine. How important is that?
Very.
Major. Schedule your naps.
Because you would drain your body.
So, and there's really no set amount of sleep no more because people don't really get it as much as they should be. Should anyway, because life is so busy. But what would you recommend?
At least 8 to 10 hours.
Ooh, Peach, how we gonna do that?
Not nap when you're going to sleep at nighttime.
No, I'm talking early. You can sleep for 8 to 10 hours. You get to do that?
Why you can't? Go to sleep early.
I go to sleep now. I have changed my sleeping habits because I used to be up doing work and doing all that. Because, you know, when you get off from your job, you have to work for yourself. So I have to squeeze in certain times that I need to do stuff. And now I've dialed it down to I'm at least in the bed no later than 10:30. But on most occasions, I'm still up to like midnight.
Why are you up though?
Because I'm working.
Jesus. Time management, we gotta switch that up. Because you can't, if you go to sleep at 9 o'clock, you can definitely get in those 8 to 10.
9 o'clock?
Yes. You gotta manage the time a little bit better.
So okay, on a realistic schedule, on a realistic level, because it's not a lot of people getting 8 to 10 hours a night. It's not.
See.
Even when I worked 2 jobs, I wasn't getting, it was impossible to get 8 to 10 hours. I'm just getting home, getting off at 10 o'clock.
6 hours.
Okay, I can do 6. What Donna said, I nap throughout the day on my breaks if I don't have other important tasks. Okay, she can get in her naps. I ain't never been a napper, but I be trying to do that though.
It's you.
It's me. I'm a busy body. I'm a busy body. I have to get it done. I cannot go to bed leaving stones unturned.
At least try to get 6 hours, Danielle.
I can do 6. I'm doing that. That's why I said, can we be realistic about it for people who do not get into it, like that are just getting off at 11 o'clock? And, you know, what about those types of people?
I mean, if you get off at 11 and you got to be back up at what time?
6.
6?
Oh.
I mean.
But I feel good throughout the whole day.
Well, that's really good. I actually put my phone on Do Not Disturb at 9:45 every night. I stopped like all working. I tried to. Because even though I want to, I'm intentionally trying not to. So I can be in bed and ready for bed, at least laying down, relaxing by 10 o'clock. Because I get up every morning about 6:30. So in bed, that's about 8 hours of sleep.
So, okay. I mean, and we know how important sleep is, so I have no arguments there. But I do feel as if the sleep that I get is sometimes good enough for me to push throughout my day, but I know overall it's not healthy for my body. So I do know that. It's not like, you know, I'm just ignoring the fact that I'm not getting enough rest. But on the weekends when I ain't got nothing to do, baby, I will not move.
Well, so you get your rest during the weekend and then throughout the week you have a little more to idle on.
Yeah, because I know I can't have time. I don't have time during the week for nothing. I just got to do what it is that I have scheduled to do. And if that's the case, then I don't want to be like I don't want to overwhelm my weekends. So if I don't have nothing planned for the weekend, I'm going to squeeze in a day of rest on the weekend. Like a day of, I may not look at my phone or nothing. because I'm going to focus. I'm going to give me a time, you know, to enjoy my I got to take advantage of these off day. So, if I go to sleep that early, I'm up by 2 a.m. See what I'm saying?
You have to keep your body animated.
Look, if I wake up at 4:30, I'm up.
Jeez.
Okay. Do you work when you get up there early?
Yes, I will. I will get to work. I will start working on a flyer that I got coming up.
Well, what about this? So since,
but I meditate too. I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say incorporate some meditation, maybe some stretching, something to just kind of be with you before you start working.
All that. Now that's one thing about it. Now I'm very, very health conscious when it comes to my body. So I do take care of myself. I take good care of myself. I exercise. I eat good. I sleep. Well, I thought I slept good, but yeah. We're gonna go on number two. Don knows she said 6 is max for me, and that's too much sometimes for real. I be feeling like I done slept too long. Queen says sleep is important for your overall health. Most certainly. Most certainly. There's absolutely no argument there. Queen dropped those tips that she was mentioning on earlier. I'm gonna drop them at the end of this segment. Taking care of yourself by taking care of your gut.
I agree.
You don't want to be
stubbed. I definitely think that that's very important. Because you want to get rid of all waste, and you want to make sure that everything is working properly internally. So I definitely think that having a healthy gut is very important. What about you, Zaina?
I think gut health is the root to a lot of ailments. So definitely taking a probiotic every day.
Regularly
will contribute to that gut health. Because like I said, I believe it's linked to multiple different things. Even acne, even skin issues. It all derives from somewhere, right? And the good is a part of it.
Okay. I totally think that they did not miss a beat for that one. And then we go back to the same thing. Exercising daily as a part of your self-care routine. Those are some of the key things that we said from jump that you got to do. Let's see. Saying no to others and saying yes to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes. I had to lean up for that one.
Yeah.
You cannot neglect yourself being a yes man. You can't. And that's all a part of setting boundaries. Like, you have to set those boundaries and say no when it's needed. Because otherwise, you'll be overworked. You'll be all in your emotions. It just won't be good for your overall health. And like we said, self-care is the best care, so you have to take care of you. And sometimes taking care of you is saying no.
I definitely think it's a conscious effort of choosing you first. I have clients who will ask me on my off day if they could book an appointment. And the answer is no. Like, initially, I want to, right? But I have to remember I have off days to reset. I have off days to do the backside of business. So those off days are strictly for me. So just setting hard boundaries is important, whether you're in business, whether you're a mom, whether, like, whatever your role is, setting boundaries and knowing when to say no is very important.
I totally agree. I think that a lot of people have that issue. More than we think we know, people have that issue. They will let their job call them in when they know that they need to be resting that day because they got to work tomorrow because they need the money. So a lot of those things be like you thinking about stress for other things, but you really overdoing it to your body. So yes, I think a lot of people suffer from that and they don't even realize they suffering from the fact that they need reset days. Until you get to that point where you're about to explode.
I think we don't want to disappoint people, and it's okay. I think we have to realize that it's okay to disappoint people because they're going to be disappointed.
But it ain't always got to be that. It ain't even always got to be such a disappointing. It shouldn't even feel like that because you can't always give yourself to a situation or a thing or a person. It shouldn't even feel like disappointment. That it should. What it is that, first of all, people who should be asking the people who are asking of you shouldn't even be, certain things shouldn't even be asked. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, and boundaries is a super, super important thing. And a lot of people never learn what boundaries are. And I think it's more so the fact that we ain't thinking about the fact that we don't want to just say no to people. We don't want to, we don't know that we should say no to them. You know what I'm saying? It's not that they don't think about the fact that, oh, this may be too much for me. I think these people literally be like, I'm tired. You over here having a whole conversation in your head about what's bothering you and ailing you, but you rat your mouth saying yes.
Been there, done that.
And sometimes it's because people feel like they're missing opportunities and don't want to miss.
And that's what I was. And that's what my thing was for a long time. With me not saying no, I felt like if I don't show up, I might miss that opportunity. I might not get to do this again. And then next month, they're doing the same damn thing.
Right.
So, you don't have to be in every space. So that's what I learned. That's what my boundary line came to, where I don't have to be in every space to do what I need to do. So.
Exactly.
All right. That's good, y'all. Y'all some good self-care people. y'all telling me right to my face too, and I appreciate that.
Just like keep putting your head down.
No, I love a good lashing. What did it say? Hell no, I ain't able, and I definitely don't. I read it just like it's tight.
Well, I'm happy he emphasizing his no.
That's really, he straight up exercised his no, didn't it? Taking a self-care break by getting outside.
Yes.
I agree.
You need a breath of fresh air. Staying inside sometimes can allow you to be in your head, like you'll be in your thoughts, you'll overthink, So if you're depressed and you're sitting in the house, it's going to make you even more depressed. So I feel like going outside and just becoming one with nature and doing like some grounding or some meditating or, you know, different little things to feed your spirit outside is really helpful.
Wonderful.
I agree. I love grounding. I love stepping out in my backyard and just breathing, just being present. Because I think sometimes I get so busy, I just forget to just be in the moment. And so that's why it's important to make those intentional times. So grounding yourself, whether it's out in the yard, out in nature, in the water. So yes, I definitely think that's very important.
I love being outside. And it started at, we used to be forced to be outside as children. But when I tell you, the doctors, specialists, everybody will tell you getting outside will give you more life. Because if you're closed up in the house, like not moving, no mobility, and you just in a spot, you in a rut almost, because you just constantly doing the same thing, and that's the insanity part. You're hoping that you're going to be happier based on the same routine you're doing, but you're not implementing anything new. And giving yourself 15 minutes of walking around the block, doing things like that will give you a different feeling in your self-care. Like wanting things to be better and not putting anything out there to do to make it better is just talk. It's just a thought. Nothing like being at one with nature, period. Like, I like listening to the birds. I like seeing the squirrels run up the trees. I like the beach. Love the beach.
Take me to the waterfall.
Absolutely. So I will actually say that once we step outside and our eyes meet the sun, we don't have to stare at the sun, right? But it releases a beta endorphin that makes us happy. Like the warmness that we get from the sun, it's a real thing.
Yep. Instant happiness just from the sun. Now I will attest that the rainy days, I like rainy days, but I don't like rainy days. Like, I like them, but not enough to be like, I wanted to rain all week.
Right. Yeah. I like the sound of rain. The sound is soothing.
Yes.
And it's like,
it's a soothing sound. What about a pet to help you with self-care? What do you all think about animals in engulfing and giving people the energy for self-care? What do y'all think?
I think it can be a very real thing. Animals love with no conditions. They're always happy. Like, if they're very well loved, they will love you back, like, wholeheartedly. And some people need that. They need a pet, a companion, and a pet can be that for them.
Right. I'm personally not an animal person, but my daughter has a hamster, and it makes her very happy, and she interacts with it. And I mean, she said it interacts back with her. So I do think that emotionally it can support. That's why some people have like emotional support animals to help boost their emotions and be more happy or help them out. And they can be helpful, like helping with health conditions, like the emotional support animals that, like the dogs that help people who are having seizures and things like that. I think it can help people, just not me. But
I'm not a person, easy, but I do know that I've learned that animals are are lifesavers for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, lonely people get pets because they lost kids, and you know, it's a lot of reason why people have companions and with the animals. But another, I can't do it. I'd rather have a person around, or I could be alone. Cause one thing about me, baby, I love some peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I love some peace and quiet. Now I get tired of it at times, and I gotta go outside. But I love some peace and quiet. And if we utilize what we enjoy more, it'll be easier to feel like it's not a routine. It's just something we're doing that gives us motivation to keep going. Like y'all said, grounding helps that for you. You like to walk in your backyard. You know that's where your peace is. So I got to go right. Let me see this. She said, you'll be tired at work, but as soon as you hit the outside, we up. Boom.
That's true.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? You could be falling asleep in the meeting.
But you're stuck in a building all day. 9 to 5. All day you in the building. So the moment you're outside, it's like such relief.
What do you all think about organization?
Oh, being God.
A part of a good self-care routine.
Yes, it's mandatory. It's mandatory. There's no way you're going to be able to be stable or have some kind of emotional intact or anything if you're not organized. You're going to be thrown all off track. You're not going to be able to keep up with dates. You're not going to be able to, your mind is not going to stay sane if you don't stay organized. You have to have structure.
So do you think that people that live in clutter
have cluttered minds?
You wouldn't even let me say it. You already knew.
They do.
So that's what I was wondering, because I have heard people say, I might be cluttered and my house might be filthy, but I know where everything is. That don't make it easy. That don't make it acceptable.
Now, some people can operate in dysfunction, but I feel like that's a trained mindset that they have created, because in my opinion, when things are in order, when things are structured, you can see better, you can think better. So if your space is clear, then things will flow a lot easier.
Tell me about it. Keisha, what'd you think about Keisha? Like, so clutter house is a cluttered mind.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I gotta make sure I put that up as a tip. I definitely go for that, because I think that it ain't no way that you can have any real understanding and peace and thought, a good thought process in clutter. Like, me personally, I be thinking stuff finna jump out at me.
Seriously.
Like, I don't know. I don't think that don't seem like, it just don't seem right. Y'all, definitely. So I always wonder how people be like, especially like the hoarders and stuff, they have so much stuff and then they
and their mind be cluttered because they don't want to let go. They be emotionally unstable. They be all tore up. You think about it, when you look at it,
nothing is aligned. Right. Nothing is aligned for them. So when one thing's out of whack, everything else gonna be out of whack. And all the clutter came from everything else being out of whack.
What about the statement, guarding your time with everything you have?
Oh, that is so true. Like, your time is the most important time that you have. Like, you know, if you don't respect your time, other people won't respect your time. And you have to make it known to everyone.
That's one of those things that say that you're important. You value you. Mm-hmm. What you was about to say, Keisha?
Oh, I said it's essential.
Oh, like, that's right. Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's essential. You have to guard it.
Absolutely. I have a friend who says self-care is not saying me first, it's saying me too. And I absolutely disagree. It is you first. Like,
that's what self stands for.
It is exactly you first, because if you're not putting you first, you don't have time for anything else. You'll go and do everything else for everybody else, and then there's no more time left for you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. He's talking about the cluttery houses. I'll put the comment. I may not say everything they put, but I will put it up there. it do be key stuff now, because that is.
It do.
It's key stuff.
Absolutely.
That's key stuff. So, overall, what would you all give as an overall tip in self-care? You gave your tips in the beginning that let us know that self-care is important. Self-care is a neutral thing. A normal thing is not something that you have to feel like, oh my God, it's too much. It's a normal thing. What is a solid tip or one-liner that you have for your clients or for anyone who reaches out to you? What do you tell them?
Put yourself first.
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
Put yourself first. Because if you put yourself first, you're going to make sure that you're taking care of every part of your life. Mentally, physically, emotionally, every way, you're going to take care of you. And then once you take care of you, you'll be able to take care of everybody else.
Right. That's right. And that's why it's so important to do that. And I love that you all both have that same thought process. I actually knew that y'all was going to say that, because y'all haven't said that in any of the other tips you gave. You told them how important self-care is and this and this and that. But everything you said meant to put yourself first. But just to hear that it's okay to be selfish, mm-hmm, with yourself. It's okay.
You don't always have to be selfless.
Yes. Just say yes to you. You are the most important person in your life.
Right. And that's why this statement is so key. You got to guard your time with everything you have, because you only one person. You only got that one body. You got that one heart. You got only that one set of lungs. You got the kidneys. That's all you have. And if you do not, if you deplete it and utilize it for things that are not beneficial, and overutilizing it for things that are not beneficial, you ain't doing nothing but killing yourself and digging an early grave for yourself. So thank you, ladies, so much for tuning in today, or tuning in, being a part of the show. Normally, that's what I'm saying to the viewers. Thank y'all for tuning in. But thank you all for coming on and giving your one-on-one key expert items and your professional opinions about what we can and cannot do to improve our self-help. I'm going to take some of y'all tips into consideration, or implement those, not just take it into consideration. I'm going to actually implement those things because I do need to sleep better. I'm going to implement those things. So
please get more rest.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I hope you all have a great evening, the rest of your evening. And make sure you all do exactly what you're telling us to do. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
Thank y'all. You so much.
Y'all there.
Thank you.